Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the true and living Elohim. For his name is Yahweh. Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and everything in it. Yahweh is the God or Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of the whole world. Let everything that have breath praise our Maker by saying Hallelujah. It is my pleasure to be on the broadcast today, the True Word, and we're speaking of the True Word of the Most High. It's so vitally important that we hear Yah's words, because all of the Most High's words to us is a matter of life and death, as well as the heathen. So today, we're going to be speaking of how important his words are unto us this very day. But before we do anything, we're going to have a song praising the mighty Yahweh. I hope you enjoy it.
Gotta praise Yahweh Elohim. Must live my life within this law. Must live my life in righteousness. I gotta keep all of his testimony. Man, who made the heavens? Who made the earth in the sky? For the Sabbath day, that's when I acknowledge my holy sign. Exodus chapter 31, 12 through 17. I do not need to worry. Yahweh will save me when I'm in distress and in trouble. He told me to walk humble, like Uzziah the prophet. Destroyed for lack of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. He told me to acknowledge him in all of my ways. We living in these latter days. I gotta put all of my trust in his holy name. I know that Yahweh is king. Yeah, he will redeem us out of this hell. We his people, Israel, scattered from one end of the earth, overtook by his curse. I am married to Yah, for the better or worse. Give you earth, give you heavens. For Yahweh is the rock, his work is perfect. For all his ways are just. Yahweh is the Elohim of truth. Without him, just and right is he. Praise Yah the Most High. Yeah, he is righteous. The habitation of justice. Only if you trust his laws and his statutes. Precepts and his covenants. Yah sanctuary is full of benevolence. Loving all his ways and not eating to the full. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Can you relate? The law is perfect and it converted my soul. The law is right and it is the only way that I will go. Because the holy man is to fear Yahweh Elohim. And to keep his commandments. One day there will be a famine. Not for bread, no for the earth. They hear the words of Yahweh, but they will not get an answer. Why is truly committed? Huh? Oh Yahweh, thou art my Elohim. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou has done wonderful things. Thy counsels are of old. to the poor, and a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, and a shadow from the heat. Hallelujah.
Way. We appreciate beloved brother Eliah like a son unto me. We appreciate the young man for the great song the Most High put on his spirit to sing that great song that I love, as you can see, because we should all be praising Yahweh. The world should be praising Yahweh. And today we're going to be speaking of how Yahweh's laws are being magnified in these latter days. How are they being magnified? There are some things that we have learned in the latter days. For many years, we as Yahweh's people didn't even know. Did you know that? Did you know that by Yahweh's laws being magnified, it glorifies him? And we want to glorify the Almighty because he loves being glorified. And today, my people, as we talk about the magnification of the law, we're going to go to the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, and we're going to, of course, open our phone lines up at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to open our phone lines up, and if you have any questions or comments, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1 after you dial that number, and we will put you on the air. As a matter of fact, we may even open it up at about 4:15 p.m. May be open 15 minutes before that time, because we realize that people have a lot of questions all over the world. Our people have been scattered all over the earth. And we want to give you plenty of time to be able to speak your comments or ask your questions. And I'm going to show you just how important this subject is. Look what the true and living Elohim lets us know in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, starting at the 17th verse. This is what the creator of heaven, earth, sea, and all that in them is had to say. And I'll start reading at the 16th verse. He said, and I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, you are our Elohims. Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or as deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is as blind as he that is perfect, and blind as Yahweh's servant, seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not? Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. Because in these last days, The Creator lets us know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that his people is Israel. Of course, many of us didn't even know we were Israelites. Many of us haven't been long within the last few months, years, just a few years, just even found out who we are. But the Almighty has given us something even greater than we are. His laws, his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, his precepts, his testimonies, his ordinances and covenants, and all the precious words that proceeded out of the lips of Yahweh. He said he's well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He said he will magnify the law. Now, to magnify, of course, magnify means to make bigger, to make clearer. And that's what he has done in these last days. And we need to praise him for it, because many of the people of the earth don't even know his laws, are being taught his laws are done away with. His holy days are done away with. They are being taught so many things that is against his laws. It's a shame. Our people have been indulged in the so-called New Testament. Our people have been lied to in the Muslim mosques. Our people have been serving false gods even from the days of our fathers. And I have to show you. I have to show you this, because we're going to go into some things that's pretty heavy today. First, we're going to go to Leviticus, the 26th chapter. Leviticus, the 26th chapter, and see what Yahweh has prophesied, what happened to us, so that we can begin to appreciate those of you all that know his laws, those of you all that's trying to understand his laws and his commandments, so that you can teach your children the righteous way and the only way for salvation, because Yah's laws is the only salvation for the whole world. Not just us, but his laws is the salvation of the whole world. And guess who he wants and going to use as the salvation of the world? Because the people have been taught erroneously that it's someone that is not. They have been taught that some type of Yahshua, Emmanuel, or Christ, or JC, that he, because the name Yahshua, and there were other people in scriptures called Yeshua, there was one named Joshua whose name means Yahweh is salvation. Because our names gave praise to Yahweh. It wasn't really giving praise to us. It's a blessing to us to be called by the name of Yahweh. But we, as Yah's people, we're just not really understanding this. Some of our people didn't even know when the day began. I was one of them. Until the Most High sent his servant, the man of Elohim, the prophet of the Most High, Moreh Elisha ben Israel, the late great teacher out of the House of Israel of Cincinnati, Hebrew Biblical and Cultural Center, until he brought this beloved brother to the earth to teach our people when even a day starts. Many of us was walking around in darkness. Many of us was being misled and thinking that the Jewish man, or so-called Jewish man, had the right answers. Many of our people believed that they could have kept Passover in captivity, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Tabernacles. And these holy days of Yahweh were only to be kept in one place by his word, by his law, and that's Jerusalem. Some of our people believe that it was okay to serve Yahshua. It was okay to serve J-E-S-U-S. We're going to explore that. We're going to explore how the Almighty has magnified his law today in the earth. Because it's being magnified, it has been magnified, and it's going to continue to be magnified and glorified through his servants. And in Leviticus, the 26th chapter, let's give Yahweh his due. Let's show what the Creator said to us, what would happen to us. He said in the 40th verse, if they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they trespass against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I have also walked contrary unto them. Contrary means I've walked against them. They walked against me. I walked against them and have brought them into the land of their enemies, not their friends. And, you know, I find it amazing. Let's hold for a minute right there. A lot of our people have been taught that now that you know that you are the true and chosen people of Yahweh, you find that some of our people don't know and understand that there's a time for everything. There's a time and a purpose for everything. And right now, it's so important that you know what you're supposed to do rather than always worried about somebody else. You need to know what you, my black, beautiful black people, Yahweh's chosen people. Right now, you need to do you, because we are lost. We are in a dire state, dire straits. We are being oppressed. We have been downtrodden. We have been lowered. We're in a lower state. And we're going to have to get ourselves out the quicksand. And the law is the rope. The law is the saving grace. Not the amazing grace that many of our people sang in this song, the amazing grace, not even knowing that a white slaver on the slave ships is the one who wrote this song. Amazing grace was wrote and sung by your enemy, not your friends. And our people sing this song like it's the best song in the world. And we don't realize that right now we're in a bad situation. We don't realize that Jacob's trouble is here. And it's going to be magnified, my people. Because we're pitiful. Most of our people don't even know who they are, let alone who Yahweh is, let alone where they came from. They don't even know who they are. And we have to admit, when he said in Leviticus 26 chapter, he said, if they shall confess their iniquity. See, we got to be mindful that we have sinned against the Almighty. We have trespassed against him. And we can obviously see that certainly he has walked contrary and against us. And that in the 41st verse of Leviticus, the 26th chapter, Yahweh says, and that I also have walked contrary unto them and have brought them into the land of their enemies. Because a friend wouldn't bring you butt naked on a slave ship. An enemy would. And we're so worried about other people. See, other people are going to come to the magnification and glorification of our light that's rising, because our light is shining right now. We're beginning to come and worship Yahweh on the Sabbath day. We're beginning to change our names as he prophesied. We're beginning to serve only Yahweh in many places. We've dropped JC, Yahshua. Call it what you want. Many of our people have dropped him in the sewage pipe where that lie belongs. Many of our people have began to understand that it's only Yahweh. So let's understand. Right now, Yah is telling us, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, and some of our people don't accept the punishment, that's why you would go and steal. That's why you would murder your brothers and your own brothers and sisters. Because our people have not learned to accept responsibility as a nation. And my people, it's nation time. And not that it's just nation time. It's righteous nation time. For Yahweh loves unity and righteousness. Not just unity, but to unify for what's right. And what's right? The law. The law. Furthermore, he said, if we accept of the punishment, Yahweh said, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember, and I will remember the land. Hallelujah. The land also shall be left of them and shall enjoy her Sabbaths while she lieth desolate without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity because they despise my judgments and because their soul abhorred my statutes. And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away. Neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly and to break my covenant with them. For I am Yahweh, their Elohim. Hallelujah. But I will, for their sakes, remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the heathens, that I might be their Elohim. I am Yahweh. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Now, furthermore, in order to understand how Yahweh has magnified his law and how he's going to make it honorable, we're going to have to understand some things, even about the people who teach many of our brothers and sisters. A lot of our brothers and sisters have learned from heathens. We have learned from Edomites. That's where we learned that a day starts in the evening, that the Sabbath begins on the F-R-I evening, and it does not. And I'm challenging anyone that wishes to call 323, area code 323-443-7418, hit the number 1. I will put you on the air to explain how you have became to know and understand that the Sabbath day of Yahweh begins on the sixth day evening, when the sixth day is a whole nother day than the Sabbath day. And Yahweh called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the twain shall never meet, because he separated the day from the night, which means he separated the light from the darkness. He divided it. That's what it means. To separate means to divide. And a lot of these lies we learn from our enemies, because we have a tendency to love to listen to other people rather than the Creator. Now, if you don't believe me, all you have to do is check our history. Let's check our history. Let's go to 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, and look at our history for a minute. Look at our ancestors and see if it doesn't match us as a whole nation today. See how the Almighty is showing us that truly right now we need him. We need his laws. His laws is a matter of life and death to us. Look what Yahweh said, and this is going to be heavy. And I got to explain this because this is one of the major reasons why we're lost today. 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, we're going to expound and check this out for ourselves concerning the way of our people. This is what it says in verse 1. And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abia, that they were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre. That means they was a sellout for money. Lucre means money. And took bribes and perverted judgment. Then all the leaders and all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel in Ramah and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto Yahweh. You know, this was very displeasing to Samuel. And this is what Yah told Samuel in the 7th verse. Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, Samuel, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto you. And that's what our people are doing today. That's why they don't want to hear the words of Yahweh. That's why we have to pray for our people, because Yahweh told us that we are the most hard-headed, stiff-necked, rebellious people on the face of this earth. There is no other people that is more rebellious than us. Yah said they ain't rejecting you, Samuel. Don't take it personal. They rejecting me, because that's who we reject. We reject Yahweh himself. When we would go to church on Sunday, we reject Yahweh when we would go to the Muslim mosque on the FRI day. We reject Yahweh when we would say that we're going to a Sabbath class and the minister is telling you that you need to believe in Yahshua. And you're going to worship on the Sabbath. Still have another God before the Almighty. And when you have other gods before him, don't you know that the Most High will allow you to stay brainwashed? And I'm going to show you the extent of how great it is that we better start keeping his great laws that he magnified, because this is the reason why we are in the conditions that we're in today. Look what the Creator said in Psalms about one of us that will forsake him for another God. Because most of our people, by large, forsake the Almighty for the Christ of the New Testament, as if the Christ of the New Testament is your Savior. Look what he said in Psalms, the 115th chapter, starting at verse 3, but our Elohim is in the heavens. He has done whatsoever He pays it. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throats. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusts in them. And you know, you can put this to the test. Our people have eyes by large, and they can't see. They have ears, but you can't get them to hear. You can't pay them to hear this word. Do you understand? See, Yahweh, he did this to us because we didn't want to hear. And he's doing it to us everywhere. He even doing it to us in Israel right now. I'm going to show you what I mean when I say that Yah is magnifying his law. He's making it honorable. Some of our brothers and sisters, as you go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, let's go to the book of Isaiah, the 6th chapter, and read this great prophecy, which I'm reading as a warning to all my fellow brothers and sisters that I love dearly, that have decided to go to the land of Israel following bad leadership that have led them to want to go to Israel and to live there and to participate in the military and volunteer to fight for a doomed land before he brings back his people. Because we're just out of order. We're just out of order. Many of our people bought in years ago, and even unto this day, to go back to the land of Israel. And we don't realize it ain't time for us to go back yet. And many of our people are going to die. Now, how do I know that? Because I got to show you the words of the Most High. And they're in Isaiah, the 6th chapter. Look what the true and living Elohim reveals unto us in verse 9. And he said, meaning Yahweh, because it says in the 8th verse, also I heard the voice of Yahweh saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. And he said, meaning Yahweh, go, tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not. See ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears. Man, this is deep. And understand with their heart and convert and be healed. Oh, my goodness. Then said I, Yah, how long? And he answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and that the houses without man and the land be utterly desolate. And Yahweh have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaken in the midst of the land. But yet in it shall be a tent, and it shall return, and shall be eaten as a teal tree, and as an oak whose substance is in them. When they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. So just like the leaves fall from the trees, so shall the seed be the substance. My people, my brothers and sisters, some of y'all left Israel. Some of y'all had horrifying stories. I shouldn't say stories. Truths that you brought back from that land. And it was a blessing that you heard with your ears and you understood with your heart. It was a blessing. But a lot of our people are not going to understand this. And they're going to go before the law of Yahweh. They're going to get in front of his law. They're going to go behind his law. And they're not going to obey him. See, his commands is for us to stay patient. He told us to wait. Now, I'm going to show you, because you need to know this. He told us to wait. In this captivity, he told us to wait. We had various other captivities where he gave us the sign that it was time to go home after 70 years or after how many years of captivity it was. But the Most High said, when we get ready to leave this place, he said he's going to go before us and he's going to be our reward. So we won't be confused. And there's some things that we need to see, because this is how Yahweh has magnified his laws. This is one of the great ways that he has magnified his laws, so that you might understand, my people, that Yahweh is going to save us right here where we're at. Now, let me show you. Don't let no one fool you and have you thinking, hey, it's time to go, it's time to run, it's time to flee. Well, you need to see this. First, you need to see this. First and foremost, I would like for you to go to the book of Micah, and let's see what Yahweh told his prophet Micah. In the book Micah, these things are so heavy, my people. And I praise Yahweh for his great commands and his laws and his statutes. Because you have to humble yourself. That's why we went to Leviticus 26. You have to humble yourself. If you want to be saved by Yahweh, you got to humble yourself and hear his words. Understand with your heart. And you better hear with your ears. And in Micah, the 4th chapter, look what the true and living Elohim lets us know concerning our plight today. Today, this is what he told us. He asked us a question. He said, in the 9th verse of Micah 4, "Now why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished? For pains have taken thee as a woman in travail." Remember that. He said, pain has taken thee as a woman in travail. Keep that word travail in mind. Be in pain and labor to bring forth. O daughter of thine, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field. And thou shalt go even to Babylon. That's where we at right now, my people. We're at the daughter of Babylon. There thou shalt be delivered. There Yahweh shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. Hallelujah. Praise be Yahweh. Yah said he's going to redeem us from the hands of our enemies. Oh, yes. And he's redeeming them. The best way to be redeemed before we leave this place physically is we got to leave it spiritually. We got to return to the laws. Let me show you what Yahweh told us was going to happen in the future. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the 33rd chapter. Just getting deeper and deeper. Deuteronomy chapter 33. And let's see what thus said Yahweh. Deuteronomy, the 33rd chapter. This is what the Creator wanted us to know concerning his greatness. Look what it says in verse 26. It says, there is none like unto the Elohim of Yeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help and in his excellency on the sky. Now, the scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get ye wisdom. But with all you're getting, get understanding. Yahweh is letting us know that there's none that can compare themselves unto him. Well, he created everything. Who can compare to the Creator? He created you and me and the trees and the sun, the moon, and the stars, the heaven, the earth, and all that in them is, the grass, the fire, the water, the air, everything. We are creatures, and he is the Creator. Do we not all have one Creator? Why would we give praise to a creature? Only to the Creator whose name is Yahweh. There's none like him who rideth upon the heaven in our help. And just a thing. Look what it says in the 27th verse. The eternal Elohim is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Yahakob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also, his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee? There's nobody like us neither. Ain't nobody as hard-headed as us. And also, there's no one else in the whole world who could say their name is written in the palms of the Creator. That's how much he loves us. He said, O people, saved by Yahweh, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency, and thy enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. Hallelujah. And I found, and you too, all of you all that hear the sound of my voice, you have found that your enemies have been found liars. Because look what the Most High said again in the 26th verse. He said, who rideth upon the heaven? He rideth upon the heaven, not Santa Claus. Not no lie. Our enemies have been found to be nothing but a bunch of liars. Oh, they tell your children, and we've been telling our children, that, oh, Santa Claus, he got his reindeers, and he riding in the heavens at this time of year. And we taught this as if it was something cute. And some of our people won't even drop the celebration of it. They say for the sake of their children. Oh, I just want to see the children be happy. I used to do it, too. I know it's foolishness and lies and deceit. But you know what? I had a good time, too. So what? You live and you learn to do better. You don't just wallow in lies. But our people, Yahweh said, we rather have lies. Now you need to see this. Concerning comparison to his laws, to lies. Which one do you think our people will choose? Go to Isaiah, the 30th chapter, and see for yourself. Go to Isaiah, the 30th chapter. And we are opening our phone lines up right now at 4:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We open our phone lines up. All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1 after you dial that number, and we will put your question or comment on the air. Isaiah, the 30th chapter, look what the true and living Elohim has to say concerning his people in the 8th verse. He said, "Now go, write it before them in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of Yahweh, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things." Now, this cuts deep. Some of our people don't even want to talk about day and night. You got some leaders that will shun us even discussing when a day begins, which, by the way, can cause you to sin, because you don't add to the laws of Yahweh, because they will cut you. They will condemn you if you try to add or take away. Yahweh put a lock, stock, barrel law on anyone that would go overboard with his laws. That's right. That's right. And some of you all don't realize you're sinning because you're being righteous over much. And you don't understand that word. And you try to add to it and say it ain't necessary that we have a discussion about when a day begins. Are you kidding me? How are we going to know when the Sabbath do begin? How are we going to know when a year starts? How are we going to know when a month begins? How are we going to know how to keep any of our holy feast days? How? If we don't know what time it is. Y'all said that we say to the seers, the leaders, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceit. And that's why our people are still listening to the lying Christian ministers and the lying Muslim ministers, because they'd rather hear lies. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to change in most cases. Don't we know? My people are people who love lies. We'd rather be lied to than to be told the truth so that we have to change and be condemned. We feel like that's embarrassing. You have leaders that they know the truth, but they won't teach it. Many of them know it ain't nothing to Christmas. Many of them know it ain't nothing to Christ, because they know the law say that every man dies for his own sin. But don't you know, a lot of them are sellouts. They'd rather teach lies so they can get paid. Now, I'm going to show you what Yahweh said about that. Let's go to Micah again. That's right, Micah. Yeah, he was revealed a lot of things that we need to check out. The prophet Micah, Micah the 3rd chapter. Let's see what Yahweh says to Micah concerning even our own brothers and sisters that are leaders that would rather just teach lies and keep status quo so they won't lose their position, but mainly so they can get paid. This is what Yahweh said in 8th verse. It says in Micah 3, verse 8, "But truly I am full of the power by the Spirit of Yahweh, judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. Hear this, I pray you, you heads of the house of Jacob and princes of the house of Israel, that abhor judgment and pervert all equity. They build up Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. The heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet will they lean upon Yahweh and say, is not Yahweh among us? None evil shall come upon us." That's what they say to themselves. And you're listening to them. You're following them. And all they're there for is to get paid. Many of our people are in church today trusting in their leaders, and you don't realize, my people, the reason why you can't understand this is because you have feared man and you have been misled by leaders, because you can get bad leaders. Don't you know, my people? Yahweh lets us know that there's a deficiency in leaders. Look at Isaiah, the 9th chapter, and read the 14th verse. It says in Isaiah, the 9th chapter, the 14th verse, "Therefore Yahweh will cut off from Israel head and tail, branch and rush in one day. The ancient and honorable, he is the head. And the prophet that teaches lies, he is the tail. For the leaders of this people cause them to err. They that are led of them are destroyed." Some of you all are sitting under bad leadership and you don't know it. So you should be questioning your leaders. And leaders should be humble enough to want to be questioned, for they are supposed to be the mouthpiece of Yahweh. I say they're supposed to be, because some of them aren't. Some of them are the ambassadors of hell. Some of them are co-agents for Satan, and you don't know it. And they're taking your money, and they're stealing your soul, and robbing your salvation. See, y'all going to magnify the law. He going to magnify the law, and he going to make it honorable. Not these preachers, not these ministers, not these imams. It's all about his magnification. Now, furthermore, because it gets deeper, let's go to the book of Obadiah. Let's go to Obadiah. And Obadiah has only one chapter in it. Because like I said earlier, many of our people are learning from bad leadership. They're learning lies. And they're learning from the wrong source. If you want to learn the truth, you're going to have to hear it from one of your own people that know the laws of Yahweh. What did Yahweh say in Psalms 147, the 19th to 20th verse? "He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any nation. And as far as his judgments, they have not known them. Praise Yahweh." Look at the book of Obadiah. For those of you all that still believe that you should worship the Creator and begin to stop working on the FRI evening, for those of you all that believe that You should be listening to the Jewish priests and rabbis that teach our people and have taught them lies and deceit. You need to get wind of this. It says in the sixth verse of Obadiah. And, of course, if you have any questions, all you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put you on the air with your comment or questions. This is what y'all said. How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat your bread have laid a wound under you. There is none understanding in him. Good grief. Let me read that one more part. Let me read that last part one more time. He said, there is N-O-N-E. Is that what that say? There is none understanding in him. Wow. Shall I not in that day, said Yahweh, even destroy the wise men out of Edom? Edom is also Esau, my people. Esau is also Edomia. Esau is also Mount Seir. It's talking about the same people. And understanding out of the mount of Esau. And thy mighty men, O Tamar, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter for thy violence against thy brother Jacob. Shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. Wow. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captives his forces, and foreigners entered into his gates, meaning our father's gates, and foreigners entered into his gates and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even you was as one of them. And the nerve of our brothers and sisters that would listen to the teachings of Esau, a man that Yahweh said he has indignation forever in the book of Malachi, the first chapter, showing us how much he loved us and hates Esau. Read it for yourself. Malachi, the first chapter, last book of Holy Scripture. Look at it for yourself and see what Yahweh said. You ain't got to believe me. Believe the Almighty, because he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said this man don't have no understanding, does he have it? If he said this man shall be destroyed mentally with none understanding at all, why would I listen to his teaching? He's a numbskull. That means the skull is numb. It's dumb. If that means when it's none understanding, that means you don't have no knowledge. Why would you listen to the teachings of someone who don't even know when a day begin, because Yahweh never gave his word to him anyway? He never gave his word and understanding to him in the first place. Furthermore, let's go to the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. See what Yahweh told his prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. This is hot. Remember in Micah, in the 4th chapter, where we read distinctly that Yahweh said, as a woman in travail, he wanted us to wait. You remember that? Then he told us, I'm going to deliver you from there, meaning Babylon. I'm coming to get you from Babylon. I'm going to be right there in front of you, and I'm going to be your reward. You won't have nothing to worry about. This is deep. And one thing I love about the Creator the Most High is telling us we ain't going to need one dime, one penny to be able to worship him, to be able to learn his laws, because they're being magnified right now. We ain't going to need a dime. In Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, look what Yahweh lets us know. And, of course, as I said, we open our phone lines up so you can call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We'll put your question or comment on the air. Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, look what Yahweh prophesied was going to happen to us. He said in verse 5, it says, "For thus said Yahweh, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now and see whether a man does travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." Now, let me tell you, my people, one of Jacob's troubles is our people trying to go back to the land right now. And Yahweh has already devised and spoke his word and made and have his plans already signed, sealed, that you don't have to go back and you don't want to go back right now, because it's not time. Our time of captivity is just about up. But Yahweh has a master plan on how he's going to get us out of this land. And you got to go by the master plan. Because if you don't go by the master's plan, you're going to be going by a man's plan. And you're going to find yourself in the hands of man. And you're going to wind up dying. Because Yahweh said the wages of sin is death. Furthermore, look what the Almighty said in the 8th verse of Jeremiah 30. "For it shall come to pass in that day, said Yahweh of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve" who? "Yahweh the Elohim, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them." And let me say this to you, my people. See, Yahweh is talking about, in the 6th verse, when we read it, "Ask ye now and see whether a man does travail with trial. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail?" See, Yahweh is going to save us, because he's the Savior. Yahweh is going to get us like a woman in travail. That means a woman that's about to have a baby. That means a woman in pain, because we're going to feel some pain so that we can birth this great new nation and a new time to get out of our captivity, because it's going to be a new day for us. But it still ain't going to be over, because guess what, my people? We're going to be judged by Yahweh. And so that's why the Most High telling you now, because he magnifying his law. He's telling me and you and all of our people right now that we better turn back to him. He said in the 10th verse, "Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, said Yahweh, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and shall be quiet, and none shall make him afraid." Which lets you know, that's why the people in Israel today are afraid, because they're not the true people. Some of our people have went back to the land, and don't you know, Yahweh said when we go back, when the righteous go back in the right time, because Yah has the times. He changes the times. And Yah has his own time for deliverance. It's not when we get ready. It's when he's ready for us to be delivered. And he told us to be in pain to break forth. That's what he told us in Micah, the fourth chapter. Because we have to accept the punishment. You get it? This whole book from Genesis to Malachi, it all go together. Yahweh comes in the volume of the book. His word is line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Isaiah, let's go to Isaiah, the 55th chapter. Isaiah chapter 55. And in the meantime, while we're going to Isaiah, the 55th chapter, we are going to go to area code 912. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. How you doing, my sister?
I'm doing great. I'm having a little problem here trying to explain things to people that don't seem to get it.
Yes, ma'am.
Right now, I was trying to explain to them that we are right now still in the Old Testament, and that's
yes.
It. This stuff, everything that's going on is all in the Old Testament. And
yes, ma'am.
I was a Christian, and my husband is a Christian, but I converted to Israel,
yes,
Israelite.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And I'm trying to explain to him, about the Son God and Constantine and all these other things, and he say to me that he worships every day. So even if he goes to church on Sunday, it's not a problem.
Oh, my goodness. I understand.
So I'm having a battle right now in the household, trying to struggle. It's like tug of war.
Is this your husband you're speaking of?
Yes.
This your husband you're speaking of?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. We understand.
Yes, it is.
We've been there, my beloved sister. We've been there. And must I say, the first thing that I would say to you is, and for myself and all of our people who understand that hear my voice, like we're going to pray for your husband so that he might understand. And because every day is not holy. You can't worship the Almighty and go and worship him every day. You're supposed to obey him every day, but you can't go and worship him every day because he told us 6 days we were to labor and do all our work. But the seventh day, he sanctified it. And all the other holy days that he sanctified that can be kept in captivity. And so he just got to get more understanding. And so we're going to pray for your husband. You just stay patient because you never know what Yahweh may do for his understanding. And we're going to pray for it. That's why he told us in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, and you and your husband is our family, and we're going to pray for you and your husband.
Thank you. I really need it, and because it's hard, and it's like fighting a battle. So I understand. I see clearly what Yahweh was saying. I'm getting it, but it's hard to explain to someone who is so stiff-necked and hard-headed about what to do. So I see where Yahweh was, how he had to deal with this stuff because it's hard.
It is. Sister, you're right. You're right. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just was saying I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, it's hard because when you know that the truth is in front of your eyes and it's so many scriptures are pointing out to you about what he's saying, but it's like nobody's trying to listen and hard-headed and it seems like the ignorance is there because it's not getting it. And I have so many family members that are Christians. And every day, they go to church every Sunday, and it's like it's hard. I can't do this by myself, And I don't even want to go, and I give them scriptures, and they say they're going to read it, and I explain the thing about Christmas. They seem like they don't want to get it, and, it's just a hard thing I'm going through. And I just pray, like you said in Second Chronicle, like it says, that they will, like Yahweh will touch their hearts and show them the truth so they can see it. Because we have a lot of women and men out here that are struggling to let their loved ones know, but it's kind of hard to make them see it.
Yes, ma'am. And let me tell you something, beloved, so you can have a better feeling about it, I hope. Truly, he's not rejecting you. He's rejecting the Creator. So try not to take it as personal, because believe you me, we all are experiencing and have experienced what you're going through. So you're not alone. That's number one. Then number two, I would like for you to try to invite him to listen in to programs like this, and try to see if he'll be willing to listen in. And also, because I'm going to be doing a teaching probably in the near future, might even be next week, on the contradictions of the New Testament of the Bible. Because do he believe in the New Testament? And you saying he believes in Christ and all that, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. Well, we're gonna have a special next week. I've made my mind up. We're going to have a special. You just validated it. So I'm going to definitely do, and I would love for him to listen in with you, or either you record the program so that he can, you know, at least have some type of something that he can look at and argue about and be able to discuss with you, and then you could give him my number, and I'll be glad to speak to him.
I will. Okay, that sounds great. That'll be wonderful.
Well, praise Yahweh, sister. We love you, and may you and your husband live forever, and may Yahweh bless his mind to turn to his laws and only obey him just like you do.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. We have area code 678. You're on the air. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Morey. How you doing?
Hey, shalom, shalom, my beloved brother. Sound like Brother Ezekiel. How you doing?
Yeah, this Brother Ezekiel. All is well. I was trying to catch the show, and I caught the sister. You know, she was talking about her husband and her family. And, you know, most I told Joshua to be strong and courageous, you know, when you're dealing with your family. And also, in Ezekiel, the Most High told Ezekiel, he said, you tell them where they're here for a bear, you know.
That's it.
Because he also told Ezekiel that I didn't send you to a people of strange speech or hard language. I sent you to your people. See, he said, they're not going to hearken to you because they won't even hearken to me. And see, that's one thing our people have to understand. You hit the nail in the coffin. You told her they're not rejecting her. He's rejecting the Most High. When we reject the Most High back in 1 Samuel when we wanted the king. Because Samuel was mad too, and he was hurt because we asked for a king, and the Most High told him, no, hearken to him. Do what they say. And
absolutely.
You know, that's the thing, you know, she's not by herself. You know, as long as you be with Yahweh, Yahweh going to be with you. You know, if you want to.
Absolutely.
Contrary to him, he gonna walk contrary to you. So the main thing is, you know, she just be strong and courageous and make sure she's doing everything according to the law, status, commands of the Most High, because believe you me, as you know too, her family watching her.
Yes, they are, Brother Zeke. You're absolutely right, and that's why we're gonna pray for her husband, and we're gonna pray continuously for our people, and you hit the nail on the head. You know, you have to be strong and very courageous, as Yahweh told Joshua to be. You have to be strong because in this time, we are lost sheep. We're lost.
And also,
we have to be patient because we've been without the Almighty for many years, and many of us
are
just now learning about the Creator. And so I feel, and I know you do too, I feel her pain. But we all in it together. And you just never know what the Most High would do if all of us collectively would pray for him as well as all of our lost brothers and sisters some of the people that's in their midst that's trying to tell them what thus said Yahweh, Yahweh going to be with them, as you said. And I love you, brother, and I'm glad you called in.
I love you, too. I ain't going to hold you, my. Just keep up the good work, what the Most High set you to do, Moray. Shalom.
Shalom. I love you, brother. May Yah bless you and your family to live forever, brother.
All right. Same to you.
Praise ye, Yahweh. And we're going to go straight to area code 601. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, Moray. How are you?
Shalom, my beloved sister. How you doing?
I'm good. This is Padaya.
Yes, I know that voice anywhere, Sister Padaya. How you doing?
I'm good.
Praise Yahweh.
I was calling to ask you regarding Leviticus chapter 24.
Yes.
Verse 10 and 11.
Leviticus, all right. We're going to go there right now. Let's see what you got there. All right. Yes. Leviticus 24, verses 10 and 11. Uh-huh.
Right. Concerning this Israelite woman that had an Israelite son, when it comes to people that not Hebrew Israelite,
right,
are they allowed to come into the congregation right now?
No, ma'am. They are not allowed to come into the congregation at this time. Matter of fact, Yahweh has a set time for the people that are foreigners to come into his congregation. Now, Yahweh lets us know in the law, furthermore, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 23rd chapter, this is what Yahweh lets us know concerning the Ammonite and the Moabite. Now, we know that Ruth was a Moabite. Ruth dropped her false god. Ruth served and blessed Naomi, and she helped our people. She helped one of Yah's servants, and by you helping one of them, in many cases, it was a blessing because Boaz saw the virtuousness in her. And so there were always exceptions for those who came with something, those that not were just talking with their mouth, because you had foreigners that was always wanted to come to our people, Sister Padaya, and say they want to be amongst us. They want to help us, like it says in Ezra, the fourth chapter, when the man said to us and our fathers, Zerubbabel and Jeshua, he said, I want to come and help you build the temple. But our fathers had wisdom enough to know that, oh, no, we'll do this ourselves. And we find out when you check the history, when he said, I wanted to come and help you, you find out that in his history, his fathers that he said was loving Israel, his fathers cursed us. So we got to check the history. And right now we have to know we're in captivity. See, we're in captivity. We're not a free people like we were when we had Uriah the Hittite, which was one of the soldiers of the Most High that, you remember, and David had a baby by his wife. Remember that? You still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You remember when David had a baby by Uriah the Hittite's wife and Yahweh punished David?
Right, I remember.
Yes. See, at that time, we were a free people. We had our own land. We had a king. We had prince, we had a sacrifice, we had an image, and we had all the things that a nation would have. But right now, we're in captivity. And I'm glad you're asking this question because many people have been confused about if a white man or a Chinese or an African wanted to come to our class on the Sabbath day or wanted to come amongst our congregation and be amongst us. At this point, we don't shun them. But we don't allow them to come to our holy convocations and to be actually part of the congregation because right now it's not time. And look as an example in Deuteronomy, the 23rd chapter, the 3rd verse, what Yahweh said about the Ammonite and the Moabite. He said, and the Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh, even to their tenth generation shall they not enter into the congregation of Yahweh forever, because they met you not with bread and with water in the way when you came forth out of Egypt. And because they hired against thee Balaam, the son of Beor, of Peor. So in other words, they were not allowed to come in our congregations because they didn't meet us with bread and water. Let alone what most of the other nations of people have done to us. Because this is the place we've been hanged by white people, discriminated against by Asians, you name it, Africans, have been robbed, as Yahweh said, and spoiled by all nations. So the order is, Yahweh said in Micah 4 and Isaiah the second chapter that he was going to judge the nations. And so we're going to let Yahweh be the judge. And there is going to be a time that other nations can come into our congregations. And, of course, Yahweh lets us know that in Zechariah the 8th chapter when he said we will take hold of him that is a Yehudanite and say we will go with you, for we have heard Yahweh is with you. And that's when we're in our own land. Then they will be able to come into our holy convocations once the Almighty has sorted out who's an adversary and who's somebody that is sincere. But right now, he's telling us what he told Ezekiel. And this is the last thing I wanted to say on that, in case you have a comment, because I would love for you to say whatever you like. In Ezekiel, the third chapter, this is what Yahweh told the prophet Ezekiel, and this is what we teach. He said in the fourth verse, "Unto me, son of man, go get thee to the house of Israel and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many people of a strange speech and of a hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened." So in other words, Yahweh telling us if he would have sent us to other nations to speak to them at this point, he said, of course, they would have hearkened. But he said, we're rebellious. And he told us in the 11th verse, "Go get thee unto them of the captivity and unto the children of your people." It says thy people, "and speak unto them, and you tell them, thus said Yahweh Elohim, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear." So that's why I say we have to know what time it is. We're in captivity right now, and Yahweh is telling us to try to raise up Jacob. Because we can't, it's hard for us to try to get somebody else's house together, and we don't even have our own house together. We have empty seats in our own congregations because Yahweh wants us to return Jacob back to him. That should be our number one mission. And you can say whatever you'd like to say, Sister Padiah.
Yes, you answer the next question I asked. We're wondering when we should, when they should come in the congregation. And that's when we are in our land.
Yes, so, he said, "I'm going to make my house a house of prayer for all people." Isaiah the 56th chapter. You're right.
Yes, so some people think the time is now that, you know, we just let anyone in.
No, ma'am. It is not the time right now. We don't even know. We can't even trust some of our own people coming in there, let alone a heathen. So wisdom shows us. Told Ezekiel that I told you to go to the people of the captivity, go to your people, and you tell them what thus said Yahweh Elohim. But the nations will see our light. They're already being drawn to the brightness of our rising, and you can see a light from a distance.
Okay, well, thank you. You've brought out some great scriptures, and I will share them with others.
Okay, well, praise Yahweh. I love you, Sister Padiah, you and the family and the whole congregation where the great teacher, Moray Yosef Ben Israel, is in Jacksonville, in the house of Israel of Jackson, Mississippi. And I love y'all, and may y'all bless you to live forever, sister.
Thank you, and you too.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. We're going to go now to area code 513 in the few minutes that we have left, and then we're going to area code 616. Shalom, shalom, area code 513. You on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray. How are you?
Shalom, shalom, beloved elder. Adia, how you doing?
I'm great. I just want to say real quick, I'm enjoying the program. The sister that called in about her husband, you know, it hurts because I know how I do with my family and friends. So, you know, I hope the sister's hanging there. And like you said, we will be praying for her, so, and praying for our family. So praise mighty Yah. We got challenges ahead of us, but, you know, praise mighty Yah with these broadcasts like this, then we will surely be getting ready to wake up Jacob more and more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I love you, Sister Elder Hadia. I'm very glad you express yourself. May Yah bless you to live forever, Sister Queen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Moray. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. As we go to area code 616, shalom, shalom. You on the air.
Shalom, Moray. This is Benyamin out of the House of Israel, Cincinnati. How you doing?
Hey, shalom, beloved brother. How you doing?
All right. I just want to share a verse with the sister, with the husband, because I'm sure most of us who come into the knowledge without our families or experience trying to share with our families, you know, this truth. But it seems as if they just can't really comprehend it. In Isaiah 29:10, it says, Yahweh have poured upon the spirit of deep sleep and has covered your eyes, and the prophets of your rulers and seers he has covered. And what's going on is our people are our sleep, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And closer and closer to Jacob's trouble, people are eventually going to start waking up, you know, and but it's our job, as somebody, our Ezekiel already said in Ezekiel in chapter 2:7, where it says we got to let them know whether they're here for bear, you know.
Absolutely.
So that's our job, whether they're here for bear. I mean, as long as we let them know, hey, this is the way to go, and if they decide to do what they want to do from there, hey, we'll let you know whether they sleep or whether they awake, you know.
Brother, you're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head. I praise Yahweh for your comment. You said it. The truth is, the Most High said that they're in a deep sleep. And when somebody is in a deep sleep, in a coma, it's hard as can be to wake them up. So the only one who can truly wake them up is the mighty Yahweh. So I appreciate your comment, and I love you, brother. May Yah bless you to live forever, and shalom to everybody at the House of Israel of Cincinnati, where the teachers, Moray Isha and Moray Naphtali is. Shalom, shalom. May you live forever, brother.
Shalom, Yah Malcolm. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too, beloved. Shalom, shalom. Well, it looks like we just about done run out of complete time. But what we're going to do, my people, you stay tuned for next week, same station, same time. We're going to go over the lies of the New Testament. It's going to be an eye-opener. You're going to see so many contradictions that it's not funny. So we want you to stay tuned next week for the true word. And on behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, which produces this talk, we love you, and sure enough, the Most High love you, and we praise Yahweh for you. Shalom, shalom.
You gotta feel-